We began this weekend in prayer, and truly heartfelt, I could say that the Lord answered our prayers. I sat and listened to each of the lectures, and I saw how the Lord really moved in each lecture, how each lecture led to the next lecture. And truly, that is not of us, that's of the Lord. There were some questions that came out in each lecture, and it stood out to me. We had the first altar, the altar of appreciation. And Abram had built an ark and an altar and appreciation for what God has done. And the question that was brought out during that lecture, why has God called us? Something for us to really consider. The second altar, the altar of decision. And Brother Tony, or should I say like Brother Brian says, Brother Anthony, dwelt on where Bethel and Ai. Bethel, the house of God, Ai, ruins. But he ended that lecture with that question that was brought out from 1 Kings. That we need to make a decision. And the question was, how long halt ye between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. The altar of decision. And then we had the third altar. And I heard Brother Sam refer to it as the altar of realization. But in the lecture, Brother Mark used the phrase a few times, and I spoke to him this morning, that it was an altar of communion and response. And I like when he mentioned the fact that it says to Abraham, lift up your eyes. I think we need to lift up our eyes. And then arise and walk. And then the question that came out so prominent in this lecture is, where is your stand? Where is your stand? And we were exhorted to walk worthy of the Lord. And I believe one of the points that Brother Mark was trying to really bring out to us by the help of the Lord is that it was an altar of communion and response, because Abraham's life was a life that was marked by worship wherever he went. Wherever he went, here was a life that was marked by worship. Can we say that wherever we go, we're worshiping the Lord? And then we just heard our brother Sam, the altar of devotion and delight. And there is a great gain, Brother Sam was saying, in giving our all to God. And what an example, but none other but than the Lord Jesus Christ, who was so devoted to doing the will of the Father that all he produced was delight to the Father's heart. And then the question from this lecture, what is God asking of you? Are you willing to give your devotion to Christ? And then finally, the question was asked, where are you in your devotion to Christ? You know, Brother Tony had mentioned in his lecture that when we leave the mountaintop and we go back to our places, that's when reality hits. And we have to ask ourselves these questions. Where are we in our devotion to Christ? Are we willing to give our all? Or just, oh, it's nice to hear these brothers. It was nice to have fellowship. We had a nice little weekend. But are we willing to give our all to Christ? Are we willing to walk worthy? Are we willing to recognize why God has called us? The brother used the term exceptional people. I tell you, God is wonderful.
Yes, He is.
Some of us, you come to a camp and you see the schedule and you see the outline and you see how the camp flows and different things. But I tell you, if you could see what happens behind the scenes. And really, what happens behind the scenes is a lot of time spent in prayer. And to see how God answers prayer, God is wonderful. And those of us here and the lecturers, I tell you, we have a heart to see young adults and young people move on for Christ. There's nothing like it. This world has nothing to offer, I tell you, but to move on for Christ, to go on for the things concerning Him. There's nothing like serving the Lord. The brother said that there was a brother that used to say, sweet, sweet, sweet. I tell you, when you serve the Lord and the Lord gives you a word or you read something from God's word and you're going on for Him, it's sweet, sweet, sweet. There's nothing like serving the Lord, young people. There's nothing like going on for Him. Let's not remain in AI. Let's not halt between two opinions. Let's serve the Lord. Let's walk worthy. I tell you, I thank all of you for coming, and I really believe that God has brought you here. And I don't know what purpose God has for you, but I believe that God has a mighty purpose for you in your life, to serve Him, to go on for Him, to do the things concerning Christ. In my devotion this morning, the song kept coming back to me, Hymn 100. I just want to read it in closing, because it was brought to me in my devotion this morning. Now, in a song of grateful praise to our dear Lord, the voice we'll raise, with all His saints we'll join to tell that Jesus hath done all things well. All worlds His glorious power confess, His wisdom all His works express, but oh, His love, what tongue can tell, for Jesus hath done all things well. And since our souls have known His love, what mercies had He made us prove? Mercies which all our praise excel, for Jesus hath done all things well. And when on that bright day we rise and join the anthems of the skies, in ceaseless song this note shall swell, that Jesus hath done all things well. Jesus hath done all things well. Let's close in a word of prayer.